Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Tonight we're talking season one, episode four of Black Lightning, Black Jesus. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. You need it like money. That's that green.
Y'all, the soundtrack is
so lit. It's so lit.
It's gonna work out.
I really,
to whoever said the soundtrack needs to get better, you got what you asked for.
True. I got. They said they didn't.
And he's
like
her note though.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode four of the Black Lightning After Show. My name is Drew Jones. I cannot do this without my amazing panel. So what's up, ladies?
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com.
Hey y'all, it's Portia. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thanks for watching, y'all.
All right, so I feel like a lot happened in this episode. What did you guys think overall of the episode?
Overall? I get where Khalil is coming from, but I also want to slap him. Where's my emotion? What? I get you also feeling your own emotions, but still, like, if I was Jen, I would have slapped you. That's just me, because I wanted a reaction. However, overall, I still need to figure out what the hell is Gambi's problem. I need information. Because I don't know what you're doing, dude. Why won't you tell me information? Like, you're supposed to be my man, my main, you know, side man right here, but you're not telling me things I need to know. What's up?
All right. Okay, we'll get into Gambi. little girl who's just getting her powers needs to slow all the way down. You're going to get hurt. You're going to kill somebody. Something bad's going to happen. Like, talk to your family. Black Jesus is kind of like, can we have multiple of him? Can we sprinkle him throughout communities everywhere? Because I could use that.
I thought Jesus was black.
Well, on that note,
hope anybody
this
caught
episode
that,
was very meaty.
Like, for the loudest personality in the room, you just said that so calm and so meek.
It was very meaty. It was like, you know, you get a meal here, you get a meal there. Everybody get a meal, you know? Everybody eats. That's what happened. Everybody eat, everybody tell, everybody snitch, everybody lie. That's what we're doing right now.
Well, it's just snitches.
Oh, Jill! Woo! Oh, Jill, yeah. She stepped fully into her... Yeah. Like, total badass ladies. I thought the harpoon was going to be, like, the most dramatic stuff we got. So I was, like, a really morbid kid when I was coming up, and I was, like, really into, like Egyptology and, like, instruments of torture and things. Like, this was next level. I was here for it, and I hope we get more of it. I loved it.
Pushing your facial I know it's wrong.
I didn't like any of that. She was embalming somebody while they were alive.
Alive! Yes. Oh, right. My God.
Okay, so that was my question. So he was alive, but he was getting embalmed. Okay, thank you.
It took me a second to realize he was alive, though, because I was telling her, like, the human body does weird stuff after you're dead.
It's true.
So, like, she was like, is he dead, or is he, like, you know, or is he alive? So I was like, I'm not 100% sure.
Dude was definitely alive.
That is, listen.
He was definitely alive. She definitely cut him open and sewed him back together, and he did not die.
She probably removed his, like a lower intestinal tract, so his heart's probably still intact, but you can live without your stomach, your, like, lower intestine, your liver, all that stuff for about 4 to 6 hours.
Because it's nasty. She removed all that stuff and left the heartbeat in there so that he could still feel what's going on. Sewed him back together and now is embalming him while he's alive.
I need to know what he did.
I agree.
Because that to me is like a next level sort of punishment. She doesn't
like. I've never seen that type of torture in my life.
I've never seen anyone embalmed alive on TV. Now, this reminds
me
a lot
embalmed,
of.
Period.
okay, all right. I watch a lot of gruesome stuff. It reminded me a lot of like Braveheart where they cut his, which was really how Braveheart died. They cut out his stomach, lower intestines, and things, and then filled it with rocks and sewed him back up. So he was alive long enough to give like an impassioned speech and then like keel over and die. This was next level.
Yeah. You've never seen Braveheart?
It's okay. You don't have to have seen Braveheart, but it's about Scottish uprising and that was the way they kill people. I mean, like in other ancient times, they would do like hot stones inside your stomach. Torture is fascinating. Like what humans can do to other humans just with their imagination is crazy. This was intense, and I need more of her.
We don't need creative death around here.
We need lots of creative death. All of it.
I disagree. Because, like, if everybody's just dying and it's not, like, really whimsical or fantastical, like, we're going to get bored. So I actually agree with Joel on the fact that the deaths need to be even more creative and even more gruesome. Because that's what it's awesome about the show in and of itself. But somebody really need to make a meme out of your expressions today. I hope somebody does it. Because I'm sorry, guys. I'm laughing so hard watching her expressions today.
But I'm saying, y'all, like... That's nasty.
Listen, though, this is what I love. This is what I love about Lady Eve. Because she's like this in the comics, too. She's very, like, prim and proper, but has just the most, like, grotesque, like, nasty, like, type of evil. And I think those are my favorite type of villains. The ones that are so poised and put together.
Because they're going to get farther. This lady is embalming somebody with a black dress on. Pearls. She has pearls on. She has on gloves.
Yes.
Like fashionable gloves. Mm-hmm, like this ain't no play. I'm getting my hands dirty gloves. It's some real gloves. Like, and she's, you know, has the napkin. She's taking it all easy. Like, she's careful with it. Like, you know what you're doing, and you know it's nasty.
That's a special type of evil, though. The fact that she's so meticulous and
she does
like,
it with grace.
Yeah.
And hey, Sarah, in the chat. Sorry, saying hi to the fans.
Woo. Hey guys.
Just the fact that she's so like meticulous and like very Stepford wife about everything.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
It's so creepy and satisfying, and I'm
since we're on her one scene, I just want to go in there.
Magic.
That's
come
what you already now. Know. You already know what it is. So this is episode one. What I was talking about, that I hope that they would get into it, especially because like
this albino magic.
The idea of so albino black folks have it's traditionally like are viewed as being evil or having magic in them, and I was intrigued to see if the show was going
that
to investigate that or explore that topic. Because they've cast an albino black guy in a lead role. And so I was excited that they at least addressed it here. I'll be interested to see if they go further into it. Black Lightning is certainly a show where we can get into magical elements of things. I hope he's not magic, but I want them to talk more about it. Somebody in the chat said they think Lady Eve's into voodoo.
That'd be awesome to play with voodoo.
I'm just saying, like, if she is also a badass business bitch and a witch, like... then I am Lady Eve, and I'm cool with it. Since we're talking about Lady Eve, I want to kind of touch on what she said to Tobias, where she said...
He was a political figure, and he went underground, and then he used his killing Black Lightning as his resume to be evil.
Yeah, but she
like
said
you lied.
And you lied on your resume.
Lied on your resume. And so now, like, she basically straight up told him, you don't have street cred. Like, you
lost
your
it.
Whole, like, platform of being this, like, bad guy is, like, whatever now.
The reason they gave you the 100 was because you killed Black Lightning. Now you taking all that back. You didn't kill Black Lightning. He's still alive. Like, why are you here?
Yeah, you're like the Milli Vanilli of like villains right now. Because we just found
ugly.
Out you a lie.
Well,
let him live. I love him.
Okay,
he
is beautiful. I will fight you in the streets over my man, okay? He is so beautiful.
As a person, he is beautiful.
No.
His whole face.
If you're ugly in the inside, it makes you ugly on the outside.
Okay,
girl,
that is
biblical.
Very true.
Okay,
that's a totally different kind of conversation.
That's
a totally different kind of conversation we're having right now. As a person and as an albino, he is beautiful. Now, I totally lay claim to that.
Well, I'm not talking
beautiful.
About his albino life. I'm talking about him as a person.
If you're cruel and you're evil and
I don't
inside,
like anything about him.
Of course, she's like, I just need y'all to know that I'm not about it. I'm totally about Tobias. I love her. Oh my
like
god, she was amazing.
Either.
They came in with like almost had the T'Challa Shuri X. They were like, Bob, let's go. How are we killing Black Lightning? I was like, I want to know.
Was Hot Girl pregnant? Who?
I don't think so.
His sister.
No, I just, that's what she looked like. I can't help you with that one.
Maybe it was the coat.
It could have been the coat.
She just thickums.
She thickums.
Okay, maybe.
But like, I agree with you. I love Lady Eve. Because like I say, like last episode, like, that like that's how you know somebody's crazy, when they like they have that much class and they're proper like that, and but you really don't know how twisted they really are. Like, that feeds my soul, and that's why I'm weird. Like, I find that so fascinating. I'm so like drawn to them because I need to know their backstory. I need to know how she became over this funeral parlor. Like, who are her associates that are going to come turn Tobias into magic dust?
The big question that comes out of this is, if Tobias's only street cred was killing Black Lightning, why was he such a target for Black Lightning? Because he says the only reason he got into this was to stop Tobias. So, like, what the hell was
Tobias
he doing?
Tobias killed his father, right?
Yeah.
Tobias killed his father, but so Tobias used to be in politics, though. So something happened with that, probably.
Yeah, it's confusing a little bit because, like, he was killing before, which you would think would gain you some street cred. Maybe not the super... Like, I mean, killing Black Lightning is obviously going to put you on another level.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious about what his criminal past is, how dirty his hands are. I like that he even mentioned, he's like, yeah, I still have warrants out, so I can't be doing this stuff, but we need to get some people involved. So he's clearly...
The fact that he's worried about warrants when he got the whole police department on his payroll, like, I don't understand why that would even be a problem
because
for him.
Because Henderson is... not on his payroll. I'm assuming right now that Henderson's not on his payroll. So the fact that Henderson is not on his payroll, like, that is one person who, like, if he finds out he's, like, around and he comes back to Freeland, he could get locked, even though he could probably get out of it. And
also, you can pay police to look away, but if the community sees, like, if you get caught on YouTube or something, like, that's it. We have to come and arrest you at this point. Like, you're on camera. I think he has to be careful about what he's doing and where.
Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're good. I don't remember.
Okay, so we see that obviously the 100 Gang isn't, like, the most pivotal part of this whole, like, evil criminal ring. Basically, they're a very small portion, and right now they're pushing out
Green Light,
which is a wild... What kind of drug has you Hulk smashing in a urinal? Like, that...
Personally, okay, so I feel...
PCP and heroin and crack. Okay,
and had a baby, and that's what green light is. But if it like messes with your neural electrodes or something, in the sense, like, it kind of makes sense. But I've never seen a drug give you that much strength.
PCP gives you that much strength.
Oh, really?
Yeah, PCP will really jack you up. You can yank some stuff out of the wall. People like
what
tear their
PCP?
Arms out of their sockets. I do not know what the non-acronym version of PCP is.
Yeah, I got you.
But you can take it in liquid form. It will make you psychotic.
If you call right now.
People jump off roofs. Like, you can see, like, there's some...
People jump off roofs?
There's some famous documentary footage of...
So I can believe this situation then.
Yeah, of a man who is... he's in the middle of a PCP trip, and it's like 8 officers on him, and he is successfully fighting them off. It's incredible. But yeah, you Hulk out real hard on PCP.
Thank you. I was going to say that.
Wait, yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Is angel dust.
Yes.
Okay. Angel dust.
So,
got it.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I knew what it was. I just didn't know to the extent of really.
Always okay. On top of it. I thought it was interesting, though, that those were the two drugs that they used on the show to push the whole drug issue. Just because I feel like it's another, you know, example of them sampling into real life and, like, talking about real issues. But we see... I think this episode's interesting because we see Black Lightning struggle with, like, where he's going to kind of... his priorities as far as Black Lightning. Am I going to go... Do I need to go to immediate danger, like, that I when I hear something wrong, or do I need to focus on this and try to get the bigger picture? And then we see Jefferson have to, you know, kind of be like, do I back off of the situation trying to help this kid Bernard, or do I push through and possibly lose my job?
Jefferson had such a rough week. That guy needs a hug. Like, wifey is snapping on him. Like, although, okay, wait. This is way too many things. Let me first address your comment. yes, lots of struggling. I love Jefferson as a principal. Like, I feel like my whole family, on my mother's side, they're all educators. And so it's really cool to see Black educators on television and working and trying to solve problems and not, you know, a teacher bowing to an administration, but an administrative leader trying to figure out how to work within the system. It's challenging. There are a lot of things. As Black Lightning, follow the truck. Like, call 911. I just feel like, you know... Earthquake, bombs, gas explosion are all things the police are adequately trained to do. No one is following this truck.
Yeah.
Just, what are we doing here? But whatever.
Also, spoiler alert, it was your daughter. But
you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, well, you know.
I totally agree. Like, he's definitely having a rough week. and trying to decide, you know, put all, like, he had, like, his priorities were seriously were his family and the school. Mm-hmm, but now mm-hmm. he also has to add in, okay, now I'm really coming forth and I'm really going to be Black Lightning and I'm really going to come back for my community. And also throwing community in the mix is, like, juggling so many different hats and trying to, like, keep everybody happy. And in some situations, you will never keep everybody happy.
So Andrew yeah. Gibbons in the chat asked a really good question. He says, Jefferson was dumb to give up his power over one kid. I understand why, but now power is out of his hands. I actually think this is a really strong compromise. The board cannot be powerless, otherwise why are they the board?
Yes.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. And while it would be great to have a sort of like king, a monarch in power, I think it becomes troubling if Jefferson should ever lose that seat or move away from that seat. We don't know who comes in next. So his vote still counts. He didn't give up power. He's now sharing power mm-hmm. across, and he was able to help this kid out. I know he doesn't like it because he knows that he'll always make, you know, the best or most sound decision. But at the same time, like, you have to be able, when you're in a position of power, you have to be able to work with other people. And I think this was a good compromise. It doesn't take him out of the running. It just means that now he is one vote of many.
I agree. Yes. And yeah. while, like, I wish that he really could come through and save this kid, because I do think this kid is, like, remorseful, the vice president did make a good point. Like, you do everything you can. The kids still have to show up and, like, do their side of it. Mm-hmm.
What I loved about that is yeah. about, it's about accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, as an educator, you can do as much as you want for your students, but as a student, you also have to do what's best for you, because, like he said, this life is yours, and you have to live it by any means necessary.
Yeah, and then he can't carry the whole community on his back, you know? No. And even though he's trying, I like what he's doing, because he's taking a real issue and making it, you know, even more broad, because we have these okay. things in our local, you know, Black neighborhoods. I don't know, they're probably in other neighborhoods too, but for what I know from my experience, local Black neighborhoods, there are drugs being sold to kids that are making people crazy. And it's just like, at the end of the day, who's going to be there to stand up for this? Not only is he fighting for the community within the school and making sure that his students have a say-so, making sure that their livelihood is taken care of, but he's also going into the hood and taking the proper measures that he needs to find out who's the top, how to get to the next person, how to get level up and up and up. Like, how do I get to the supplier to cut this off? Because unless I get to the supplier and cut this off, then it's still going to be a problem and these kids are still going to be damaged. So I really love what he's doing right now, and I just applaud him. He's just amazing.
Can I talk about that though? Like, when he went to go see Tubis, which I love, what I love was somebody was like, Tubis, I know it sounds like a funny 70s slave name. First of all, that comment was lit.
It wasn't slaves in the 70s.
We'll digress. But like, seeing Tubis and then like, he's like, look, I know what you do. Like, you can't give me 30 years. Like, he, you know, he compromised. Like, I would give up, you know, drugs, but like, I want to use the word, nigga, really? Take a picture? You want a selfie? Really?
Now would not be appropriate time. Like, it's important.
It was
to
really
make
weird, because I was scared choices. That picture was going to show who he was. Like, if he took it, oh. I thought yeah. that was going to be like the revealing of, this is Jefferson.
I didn't think we were going to get yeah. you a yeah. photo. Like, Jefferson was like, "The hell are you doing, bro?"
Yeah.
It's hilarious. The dichotomy of that scene is hilarious. Just because, well, not just because he knocked him out, but like, this is his bro from like school. So yeah. the idea of like, dude, come on, like, what are you even doing? Like,
yeah.
not only are you out here selling drugs, which, you know, who hasn't sold a drug from time to time to make ends meet? Like, it happens. Put your hand down. But also, like, the idea that, you know, your friend is this kind of corny. It's just, oh, this is embarrassing, sir. Move on. But I like Tubit. I kind of hope he comes back later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know in what capacity, but it would be nice to just see Tubit not selling drugs, like, but still his corny ass. Because, you know, corny bros exist and they're yeah, funny.
They're very real in this community. I really like the dynamic of seeing Tubit deal with Jefferson and then Tubit deal with Black Lightning. Because it was very different. Like, it was kind of like, old friend, but I'm going to check you real quick if you keep pushing me. And then with Black Lightning, he was like,
it was hero worship. Like, yeah. it was kind of cool to see that. Just how respected Black Lightning is throughout the community.
Yeah, everybody started running though. When he came in. They like, Black Lightning here. We out. The whole club got clear.
We gotta go.
It was awesome.
So quick question. Okay, sorry. Andrew Gibbons in the chat says, Tubis says he didn't deserve 30 years, but kids are dying because of this drug he's pushing. It's not weed. I have, like, super conflicting issues about
this.
You
deserve life, the death sentence. You deserve everything that's coming for you because you're killing people.
I don't know. I just know a lot of people who, like, I don't want to say a lot of people, but certainly there are people out there who would choose another career or a different option if they had a choice. But like,
so I have you bills base your career pay. Off of killing people.
It's not usually a career. Like, people, in the same way that sometimes women find themselves prostituting, or even men, because they're like, I don't have other means. Like, either I got caught up when I was a kid and I don't have now the options because of my previous record to move out of this life, or I have no money and no one's helping me and I can't leave the situation. Like, there's just so many extraordinary circumstances.
Selling your body is different from selling drugs that's going to kill somebody.
Both, I mean, considered equally illegal, though.
Yes, and both can also kill your souls in little ways more than you would even think before it even happens.
Like, both can put you at risk depending on right. what you're doing, how you're being, where you're interacting. Right. Like, and it's weird because there are certainly pharmaceuticals that could kill you, but because we've legalized them, mm-hmm. like, it's okay to push them. So I feel like this line is very gray. I think 30 years is, like, in America, we're very used to hearing these long sentences and being like, oh, well, that's, like, how it works. But, like, there are countries where the max time you can get, period, for whatever crime you commit is 10 years.
Yeah.
Or, like, a decade is enough time to think and either rehabilitate yourself or at the very least, like, you're a human being and we don't believe in caging you for the rest of your life. Yeah. And I'm kind of adamant about not putting people, like, in cages for us. Like, it's a very weird concept to me that we as humans are willing and capable of doing that to another human being.
With this green light drug, no.
Well,
get that fool to death sentence.
I don't know about the death sentence, but I do agree with Joelle, where, like, it's weird to put someone in jail for 30 years and there's no rehabilitation, like, in jail. There's no offering of, like, how can we make you, you know, a better part of society when you get out of here. Instead, it's just, we're going to throw you in a cage, basically.
And then you can't get a job when you get out.
Yeah, and you have no chance of rebuilding. You have no chance of turning a new leaf. You have no chance of... You know,
so you stay a burden on society.
I agree with all of that in the real world. In the real world, you know, I agree with all of that because, you know, they locking our brothers up for stupid stuff and throwing them away for 30 years and stuff. So I agree with all that in the real world. But on this show, Two Bits, no, give him the death sentence because this fool is out here turning children into the hawk and killing them.
Yeah, but, okay, but since we're...
Children!
Okay, we're just talking about the show then. I think 30 years is excessive, however, because, like they're saying, even if it just is a TV show.
Boys is, like, dying. Little boys, they dying.
And don't make it seem like I don't make it sound like I'm not, I don't understand what you're saying, because I am, but I think it is excessive, because, like, because I grew up in the same thing. I grew up in, like, where everybody's selling dope or selling drugs just to get by, because it's all we know. That doesn't make it right, it doesn't make it wrong, but that's just how it is.
It's a different type of drug you can sell. Sell them other drugs. But that green light stuff, no.
She was like, this drug makes you Hulk out. It's scary.
No,
I don't disagree.
That drug,
it is scary.
That drug, you basically exploding people's brains and minds and stuff.
But,
like,
that's any,
you
drug.
Know? Well, I mean, you're right. It's any drug, but at least the other drugs kill you slowly, you know?
Speaking of people...
next subject.
Speaking of people hulking out...
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Speaking of people hulking out, we see Anissa kind of just...
When she stumps her foot, the ground makes it shakes. It makes an earthquake. It makes a print. It just tears up. Like, it's an explosion.
I loved it, though, because, like...
I was like...
First of all, again with the bitch. Why? Because, like, she wasn't even scared when you said it, so why you think she's scared of you? Because she's smiling. Because, like, you're going to get yours.
Can we talk about that conversation? So, okay. Everyone at the table has probably... Definitely, y'all have experienced street harassment. Yes,
oh, for sure.
Everybody,
sure.
Okay, cool.
On the way here,
right? Exactly. So, like, the idea of, first of all, her just rolling up and being like, "Little girls in the car," like, I don't know what you think you're doing, but it's not this. Let's go. Was amazing and brilliant and awesome.
Yes.
But then on top of that, to, like, have a street harassment situation where she's like, oh, I could square up with you right now. Like, she does not flinch. And it's kind of scary to be, like, two dudes being like, this bitch is crazy and blah, 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 blah. And she was just, like, square-shouldered, like, okay, I'm gonna come find you later.
Right?
Yeah, I just...
Real quick, guys, y'all looking fine in the studio.
Ah! Oh, Jeff.
Yes, we love you. We love you, Jeff. But yeah, homegirl, I like that because at the end of the day, she got balls. She was not afraid to let them know, like, no, y'all not about to be killing my girls with this hawk crap.
you're not about to be selling this to them. And then at the end of the day, like, you could say what you want to me, but you better watch your words. You better watch your mouth, because I will hurt you. And that's exactly what she did. And I love it.
Let's take it back to when Anise first comes on this episode. That dinner conversation where Jeffrey...
Oh, yeah.
And Jeffrey's just like...
He ate that up.
Yeah, I'm going to let my daughter tell it. Like, he was like, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight your mama. I'm going to just let you defend my honor.
Yes. Real quiet during that. And I love it because I think...
The eye contact.
Yes. I love it because I feel like it's setting up... I think Thunder and Black Lightning are going to come together sooner than later. Yes. And it's because of this openness and this understanding for why he's doing what he's doing. And she's clearly displaying that because she's going through it herself.
Well, it was in that moment of, like, pure daddy pride of, like, that's my daughter. Yeah. Like, the thing I believe she has inherited on her own. Like, I don't have to say anything. I don't have to provoke her into that area. Like, that is my freaking kid.
Yeah. She believes she's standing up for him. And then not only that, she's telling her mother, like, no, he need his family. They're supporting him. Yes. Standing behind him. Not fighting against him. Calling him a vigilante with everybody else.
What I love is, like she checked her mom without knowing she checked her mom. Because like, mom was like, why you don't support him?
He's trying to save the community. He's trying to help these people because these marches and everybody else, the police, they're not doing it. So why are we not supporting him? Somebody who's actually cares about the community, who has held the community on his back for 9 years in the regular world and as Black Lightning. Like, come on now, get it together. Like, she got her mama together.
But for real, it was just like that. It was like a proud daddy moment. He was just like, that's my daughter. I don't have to defend myself. I'm just going to just listen.
I love that she's not afraid of destroying Harrison. Yeah. She was like, I don't even care if you're offended. That's not really my priority right now.
Right.
But this conversation did clear up Harrison's objective for me a lot. Yeah. I feel like I understand fully, like, who this character is and where he is now. Totally. Because, like, so we understand, like, he's not just pro-police and anti-Black Lightning, but he's like, look, this is not safe on these streets. Like, he's getting other people hurt, and I'm trying to work within a system, and I can't do that if I have a vigilante thinking that he can stop crime and interfere and take evidence and all of this other stuff. It's a problem. I like Harrison a lot. I look forward to him finding out that Black Lightning is his best friend so we can get to that emotional peak in the show.
I don't want him to ever find out.
He's going to find out.
That fool needs to stay in the dark. I agree, though, with you. Like, now, because for a while there, I was like, he's coming off sus to me, but now seeing that he's very much a black and white type of person, and just this is good and this is bad, and there's no what ifs and or buts about it. Like, I like him now because I'm like, okay, you really do have a good moral compass code. Barely. You're just very by the books. What do you guys think of the Grace and Anissa dynamic? Because I know you guys were getting on us last week about the comics to comics to comics. Listen, she's not introduced the way that she was in the comics. Like,
and this is the TV show. It's not the comics.
And the CW is very big on not really doing things like the comics. They kind of take, like, sprinkles of the comics, but, like, she was part of the outsiders in the comics. She's obviously not... Well, I don't think she's part of the outsiders.
I know a lot about her life. Comic and then on TV is different. Like, no. Like,
well, look, here's the thing. We don't know what her life is like outside of the Lipstick Club right now, which is hilarious innuendo if you're into lesbian vernacular.
I am.
Are you? That's amazing. But I feel like we might get some of her comic book life soon, maybe. But at the same time, if we don't ever, like, TV fans are not going to miss that. So,
I agree.
Take it with a grain of salt.
When I read the comments, they said that Grace was a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw today, she was weak.
Well, shots fired!
We don't know. First of all, we don't really know Grace's backstory, so she could have power. She could not. She could just be like Anissa and have. She hasn't got that emotion that sparks her power. So we don't know what.
Drew, remind us
what
Grace's power is in the comic.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh God,
do you remember? I'm sorry, I did not mean to put you on the spot.
Do not remember, but I will say, in response to the Grace being weak thing, Iris West. If we're gonna do characters,
No, you did it.
Stay with me. Stay with me. You don't know where I'm going with this.
I do.
Listen, for we can't just assume that she's not going to be anything because people have an issue with Iris West being quote-unquote weak and just, like, you know, Barry's love interest. Season 4, she's not one of the most badass characters on The Flash. She is leader of Team Flash, doing all of that. So I'm not putting Grace out at this point. Because for all we know, she could get her powers. I'm just saying
Grace may also be hiding her powers. Yes. It might be in her best interest not to show that she has them. She just met this chick. It's kind of dangerous out here. Also,
Did you find out?
She's an Amazon. What are her powers? She's an Amazon.
She possesses metahuman levels of strength, heightened durability, and endurance, as well as regeneration and increased healing.
If you have regeneration, you can get hit as many times as you need to. Like, sure. It's totally fine. The other thing is sometimes...
So she can get knocked out, get back up, and she good.
Because she's a... Mm-hmm. Her mom's like an Amazonian, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So then the flip side of that, too, is, like, she might have, like, latent powers here where maybe we learn about them later.
Yeah.
She started off with that comic in her back pocket. I have a feeling we're going to get there. Just give them some time. Like, I don't need her. I don't need two superpowered ladies finding each other right away. And, like, it's too much too fast.
Yeah, I just felt like maybe they're not going to introduce her that anytime soon just because I felt like that was a cute little Easter egg, like a nod to the comics, and then they're just gonna let, because we haven't even gotten Jennifer's powers yet, so we can't be like cranking out all these superheroes when one of the main people that this show is about hasn't gotten hers yet.
Yeah, and especially the fact that, like, if you, like, I feel like if we see Grace have powers, it really will take a little bit away from Anissa, and we're trying to see Anissa's journey a little bit more, even though she's getting, like, you know, maybe a new lady, but still, like, I want to see Anissa's journey a little bit more before I find out, oh yeah, oh, Grace has powers too. That's great. But I want to see Anissa's journey and how she deals with all that first.
Right.
Personally, that's just, you know, me. However, like, when
right.
she says...
That's why I mentioned it was in the comments. I don't know about Grace. Okay. So, I don't care.
That's why when she asked Grace, you know, if I do something for bad... Like, if I, you know, if I'm doing something good to hurt bad people from doing bad things, like, it was a look that Grace gave her. It was just, like, an understanding. At least to me, when I was, like, watching her face, like, it was just, like, understanding, like, she's like, I know exactly what you're saying right now, and I feel you. Like, it was, like, a common thing, and it was so cute to see.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I love about Black Lightning and a lot of the, you know, DC World comics or TV shows on the mm-hmm. CW is comic book fans can still come into, like, and watch the show and still be surprised because it's not exactly based on the comics. Because it would be boring if you knew this is going to happen when it blah, 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 like, this happens and this happens. It's like...
Yeah, so you're either excited or you're disappointed.
Yeah,
so I just refuse to be either, so I don't read it.
But speaking of Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Not
baby
to,
girl going through.
Listen, not to say that I'm Raven Simone again, but I feel like I'm Raven Simone because I felt like last week I said that, you know, Khalil, something bad was still going to happen with Khalil, and look what happened.
Well, I told y'all he was going to be mad at Black Lightning. Okay. I predict that he would be mad at Black Lightning, and even though it's not his own being mad, somebody else is persuading him to be mad, it's still true.
I still have questions about this. So, like, Tobias, I just feel like it's really weird to walk into someone's room and tell them how they feel about a situation.
No, he woke up. That's what creeped me out. Like, dude, I woke up
when you hear.
I can't turn on the light. This is a scare tactic. I'm not comfortable with it. But I don't know if Khalil is going to be anti-Black Lightning. I mean, it would be good for the conflict and that his girl is that is Black Lightning star. Like, I get how the conflict could arise, but I also feel like it is really strange just to be like, oh, by the way, this is Black Lightning's fault. But how, though?
But I think he just wanted to say that so that he could say it on the interview, because, you know, he's about to go on that big interview soon. So when he goes on the interview, he wants it to announce it to the world so that everybody can see his
viewpoint. I just wish Tobias had, like, a real point. You know? Like, I wish he had leaned in harder to this. Like, you know, if Black Lightning hadn't show up, those shooters wouldn't have shown up, and he should have known. Like, I just feel like, oh, it's Black Lightning's fault. But how? Oh, wait,
already there.
I got you. I got after you then.
Okay, I have a quick question, though, because we kind of see Jennifer have some conflicting issues throughout the episode. Do you think Khalil might not necessarily be the one to blame Black Lightning, but do you think Jennifer might have some issues with Black Lightning just because we saw such a positive review of Black Lightning by Anissa that almost it should, like, it would make sense for her to kind of have, like, counteract that opinion?
I don't think she on that.
I really agree.
Well,
because
you see that, like, Khalil is, like, not the whole Khalil situation is kind of overwhelming for her, and I feel like maybe she's just kind of looking for something to be upset with or something.
Yeah,
to be
I
bad
think
with.
Her being upset is deriving from the emotions and his, like, he's unemotionally available for her. Like, he's not there for her. Like, even though, you know, he's going through and she's there for him, she's, you know, leaving practice, taking off school, she even quit the track team for him, and when she told him, he was just on his own thing, like, oh, I'm gonna do this interview. Like, you totally disregarded everything she just told you right now, and you clearly see that she did this for you. Like, she's not about to quit the track team just because she thought it was her daddy's dream. Obviously, she don't want to run no more because you can't run no more because your legs don't work, and she want to be here for you.
Like, yeah. I mean, and he's, like, not emotionally there for her. So, at this point, I think she's just trying to find out where to direct her emotions. And I just pray that she don't, you know, touch the green light. But, no, for real. But I just believe that she's going to direct her emotions somewhere. And it's going to ignite her powers rather than direct negativity toward Black Lightning. I don't think she on that.
But personally, I think if it's gonna if she's going to direct her emotions, it needs to be on the... Her, how she's feeling and who's to blame. Not Black Lightning so much as Khalil, because like you said, like, you disregarded what I just said. Like, it was no big deal. Like, you're just like, oh,
like good. That was my ticket out too. We both on legs ticket out, and your legs gone, so I killed mine too, and now you just don't care.
But like, I will say this, like, even though I think it was Joe who said, like, Tobias, like, had nothing important to say. But I like watching him do that whole scene with clothes. Like, I can see how he was a politician.
It was ugly.
Cause I just, cause like, he spent so much bullshit, but it was like, he made sense.
No, he didn't.
Like, in the sense of pain can make you pain
can make you stronger. That was
can make you stronger. The only thing it he can make sense. You tougher. However, you never want to not stop feeling pain, because when you feel pain, you know you're still alive and you know you're still human and you know you still have your emotions.
But he wants to help him kill his pain, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But on the flip side of that, that's what I disagree with. However, I agree with the whole pain can make you stronger, but on the flip side, don't not want to feel pain, because if you don't feel pain, you're going to be dead inside, and that's not a good place to be either.
Yeah, it was, the whole situation was ugly. I didn't like it.
We'll have to see. Jenny is, she, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Like, I was with Dad. Like, you quitting what now?
Yeah.
Come back here, little girl. Like, you can't quit in a state of chaos. But I also think her parents were a little tough on her.
Yeah.
And the scene of, like, oh, I wanted to go help my boy. Well, you can't be seeing that boy so much anymore. It's like, well, they're not, like, sneaking off to have sex, like, in the middle of school day. Like, she's trying to help him, like, get through what is probably going to be one of the toughest moments of his life.
Yeah.
So the idea of, like, okay, well, why don't we go with you? Like, maybe you take 2 days off of track to go see him, and you can go after practice, or, like, working something out. But for them to just, like, slap the hammer down, I was like, damn, y'all, like, give her a minute. It's a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like the reason I brought that up is because I just feel like there's a lot of different angles playing against Jennifer right now. I feel like her parents aren't necessarily being the most understanding. I feel like Khalil's not being the most understanding. And I feel like when you're a teenager, you kind of irrationally, like, lash out at something that really doesn't have anything to do with anything, and you just, like, have all these emotions, you just want to direct them somewhere.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, if Tobias is already planning this in Khalil's head, Khalil and Jennifer talk about a lot of things, you know, he could easily talk out loud this whole situation to Jennifer, and it may not click for him, but it might click for Jennifer.
Well, and the thing for Jennifer, too, is, like, we've already seen her turn to substance abuse when she didn't really have an outlet. So now boyfriend's down, and she's had some time away from friends, and she can't go to her family. So I do worry about her getting on that green light or looking for other ways to act
no
out.
No green light. No green light.
No green light.
Come on. We got to put the black like, attack for
she's
baby
She's going to do something super irrational, because as teenagers, we are rational people, unfortunately. And we, I think the thing about Jennifer, she acts out her emotions to the extremest place it could be. I don't know if she gets that from Lynn or Jeff's side, but like, legit, like, when it really hits, she's gonna go to the most extremest thing she can possibly find, and that's what's scary.
Yeah, I don't know,
that's what make her powerful though. Like, I'm praying that her emotions, you know, direct her to her powers, and she experienced them, and she becomes powerful and knows how to, you know, cultivate that within herself to where she's using them for the greater good and not, you know.
I feel like we're not going to see her get powers for a while. Like, I thought in the beginning we might, but just because of the slow buildup with Anissa and, like, we're still working things out with Black Lightning, I don't feel like...
I think the very opposite, because we already saw it in promos where they have their suits, and because, I mean, can we get into Gambi now that we're here at this juncture?
He's a liar and I hate him.
Okay, wow, you gotta stop with the hate portion. I don't like it. First of all, Gambi is my bro. Like, Gambi gave us electric powers, which is kind of see-through,
electric
but
vision.
It's freaking awesome,
it was
dude.
Cool.
I loved it. I loved it.
Right.
Props to the Foley team who created that cool sound. It's like crunchy static electric stuff. It was really dope. I have questions for Gambi, certainly, especially if I'm Jefferson. Like, so not only did you feel the need to lie to me, but you have a sawed-off shotgun. Like, bro, What are you? You just like not even in like a concealed. Like he didn't bother to put on a trench coat. He's like, I'll just drape this coat casually over it. Totally fine. And then what do you think you're gonna do when you get out there? Like you're killing other metahumans. Super. Like he like what? I don't understand what's happening.
I almost wonder if he saw the situation and didn't know if he needed to go. Like if he didn't know if like Anissa was on green light or if Anissa was going through some ish. Or if Anissa needed backup.
But could he tell it was Anissa? Because her head was down.
I think he...
Why the hell are you grabbing a gun?
I think it was like with tranquilizer. Like, I don't want to
think it was... No, that is a sawed-off shotgun, sweetie. So it's definitely not a tranquilizer gun.
Well, that was my best guess, okay?
But no. I think Gambi wants to check with Anissa first to see... Because I would, if I was Gambi, I would want to talk to Anissa because she's a grown woman and see, you know, what's going on. Does your dad know about this? Clearly not. Let's figure this out. I'm going to help you. Kind of like he did with Jefferson. Rather than tell Jefferson get distracted from the situation. Because that's not going to help anything. You know what I'm saying? So while his methods are not the cleanest, I am not anti-Gambi. I like him.
I like Gambi. I just have a lot of questions for him.
I don't hate Gambi, but I definitely don't like him. Because I feel like I don't like him for Black Lightning because I feel like... Jefferson cannot trust him. Like, he can't trust him to be honest and for real, like, have his back. Like, if you're keeping things from me, how can we work together? Yes, they may be for my benefit or the greater good, but at the end of the day, I need to know what's going on. Like, you need all the facts. If we're going to be working together, my life is on the line. You're not going to tell me what's going on. To be fair, though,
Jefferson is real squishy. Like, his feelings are all over the place, and, like, one day he's up super high, and then the next day he's just down low, and that's fair, that comes with the job. But Gambi is like, look, bro, this is what we're doing and this is how it should be done, and then I'm moving on to the next thing.
But don't direct and construct my path for me. You need to let me know what's going on so that I can decide how I want to handle it,
okay,
how
but think
I
about
want
it this
to
way.
Move forward.
So you're Black Lightning's right hand, right? And so every superhero usually has a right hand. Somebody who helps steer and guide them. For Superman, it's Lois Lane.
Flash is Cisco.
There you go. So the idea of, like, sometimes, especially for people in power, like, you cannot know everything. Especially, like, as it's happening. Like, sometimes I need to get all the information to present to you so you can make a sound decision instead of leaping off of your emotions, which is a very Jefferson thing to do. Like when those bombs went out, the truck is the objective. We came here to figure out where those drugs were going so we could get them off the street. You heard a bomb or an explosion, really, got distracted because people might be in danger, and then took off, losing our truck. Like, yeah. No, we have to take your emotions out of it until I can give you all the information so you can make a sound decision.
But that's the thing. He's not even giving him an opportunity to whether he's going to be emotional or sound.
They have a 30-plus-year relationship.
Like, don't lie to me. And don't deceive me and don't delete stuff.
It was,
like,
definitely a lie.
Definitely tell me, you know, we can talk about this later. Or, but you know, focus on something else,
Jefferson,
you know?
But Jefferson's very tunnel vision. He wouldn't have, I don't think he would have been like, all right, bet, I'll do this, you handle this. Jefferson is very, like, and just like a lot of superheroes, is very, like, has a vendetta and, like, needs to, like, get that done and doesn't see the bigger picture. I think Gambi sees the bigger picture and isn't necessarily trying to lie to Jefferson, but is like, if you want to get all of this, if you want to get Tobias, you got to do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not... If you get Tobias now, you've cut off your whole connection.
But
to
is that working
else.
Together, or is that Gambi has his hands in the whole thing?
No,
and
I
him,
think,
you know, constructing the process.
I think that's working together. I don't think Gambi has ill intentions here. I think it's just...
Let's look at the Jefferson counterpart and his vice principal, which we had a very similar conversation about, like, look, I am not your secretary. I am your vice principal, which means I am here to help you make decisions, not to be dictated to. And this is a problem Jefferson has. Everything he does is an emotional reaction. And it's great. That's the kind of person you generally want as a leader because they're going to care.
Seriously?
When has he made a logical decision? Please. Like, just based purely on logic? Because he didn't go back to being Black Lightning because of logic. He went because his daughters were taken. He didn't, like, you know, choose to let the police handle the standoff even after he directed them to the motel because they had his daughters. He, like, every decision he makes is purely based off of a reaction to the previous moment. And, again, it's not necessarily a negative thing. Like,
and some of it can be taken precaution, but I don't think it's all an emotional thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it takes, like, of course, if your daughters are involved, of course, it's going to be emotional. But even with him saving all those people, like, that's a very logical thing. Like, why wouldn't I go save these people that are about to get shot up? That's not emotional. That's logical. Let me go save
that's
them.
That's definitely if I can, emotional, you know? Because, okay, like, if you look at people in the armed forces, like, we can't just be making decisions in the field based off of what we think might be happening. We have an objective. We have to follow the orders we were given so that we can reach the outcome that we hope to achieve. If you're in the field and you're just launching off in a different direction, even if you think it's because it might help.
So if you knew a whole bunch of people were about to die and you could save them, you just wouldn't.
It's like,
you
don't want to play your emotions. It depends. Am I supposed to go off after the person who ordered to have all of those people dead? Because he can make that same order tomorrow and the next day. And if I help this group and not the next 10,000 groups that he might harm, then I didn't do my job. And does it suck that people died? Absolutely. But I had an objective. It's not, unfortunately, it's not always black and white, good and evil. Sometimes, especially in like war zones or crime, like heavy crime areas, it's simply about like doing the greater overall good. But back to Drew's point, which is what I think Gambi is after. He's like, look, I understand that right now people might be hurting, but like a lot more people, if we like letting these drugs get on the street, could be hurt, not just themselves, but other people.
It's like the whole train question, you know,
the trolley question.
You have a trolley, it splits two ways. On one trolley or one side of the track is one person, on the other track is four people.
Do you pull the lever? You're going for the four. Well, okay, so the problem with the trolley, the whole problem with the trolley question is that either way you do it, you're committing murder. So you can be utilitarian and saying you're sacrificing four people to save one person.
But if you do nothing, five people die.
Either way, somebody's going to die, but like having that be on your shoulders and make that being your decision, that's not logical because most people...
Yes,
can't
Ivan,
even,
that was a good place reference.
That really was a great reference because that the whole problem is like warped. But what I love, something they use on The Good Place, when he said the whole point of the trolley problem is instead of saving four or saving one, you know, sacrifice yourself.
I just don't want Jefferson to be depicted as this emotional wreck because he's not.
At the end of the day, he's just trying to be there for people and save people's lives.
Yeah. You know?
He's human. But he's an emotional reacting human instead of a logical based human. Again, one is not better than the other. Gambi's like logical side could ignore the human element of things.
Yes.
And that can be just as bad as letting, you know, your objective go. It's just a matter of situation. And I think that Gambi isn't necessarily evil or trying to hide or trying to dupe Jefferson. I just think that he sees the larger picture and is like, look, if you think there's another metahuman out there, that is going to be your whole focus because you don't know what they're going to do or what they're capable of. Yeah. We see a lot of bodies strewn around. We know earlier in the night, she probably collapsed that kid's lung. That's what we were hearing, that wheezing as he was lying on the ground. I think Gambi's whole thing is like, if I just go after this person, find out what they're about, get some information. Because, like, Gambi, also we learned Gambi's stacked. He's like, oh, well, you can't reach them. Let me call my contacts.
Yeah.
What contacts, Gambi? Where are you? What do you do?
What have you been doing for 9 years?
He got all the contacts, all the information. He got all the plugs. He got all the break-in codes.
But
he just got it all.
I think it goes to show that any great superhero isn't just one person. Like, Black Lightning's a brand. I don't feel like it's just one person. Black Lightning is a united front, you know? The Flash is a united front.
Yep.
There are plenty of times Barry Allen would have been done for had Team Flash as a whole not been there to guide them.
So many times.
Same with Arrow, same with Supergirl, same... The Justice League is a bunch of them together because they all have strong suits and, like, you know, some think more logically, some think more emotionally. Like, the point is that one human can't, or one person can't do it all. And so that's why I'm not, like, anti-Gambi, because I think Gambi's just as much as Black Lightning as Jefferson's Black Lightning.
Tony Fleming in the chat has a really good point. He says, biggest issue with the show is that he doesn't feel Jefferson has a lot of agency. He's like, either he's reacting to his wife and feeling guilty because she doesn't want him to be a part of Black Lightning anymore, or it's Gambi lying and steering how he's going to fight crime and which battles he's going to fight. I think that's very intentional and purposeful. Again, if you look at the Brock Akiels, this is a very atypical storyline for them. They really enjoy, like... Because I think this is for a lot of people. A lot of people bend to the people around them. Like, you want to keep your family happy and safe, and you want to like, to in order to be a part of a community, you have to make sacrifices and judgments. I think that his longer story arc is about figuring out, like, where does he want to stand independently of anyone else's thoughts. And it's just going to take some time for him to figure that out, because he's still so in love with his wife. When she calls him back just to leave that message, his, like, whole face is beaming. He's like,
I'm so sick of her. I wanted to say that. Makes me sick every single episode.
Like, I almost wanted to be mad when she freaked out, when she was like, I just don't have time for this. But then I was like, but that is her keeping herself safe.
Like, didn't your daughter
just
tell you to support this man?
Well, yeah, but, like, it's like Joe said, like, she is protecting herself. Even though she does love Jefferson, she went through it for, like, how many years it took before she gave away for them to be apart for 9 years. Mm-hmm. But now, like, they could have got back together, but now, like, she still has to hold herself back, because if she does, like, she lets him back in and then he ends up maybe dying, she's gonna be left alone, her heart broken, because she knew in her heart it wasn't right.
She's scared the one best for her. Of loving him, which is so interesting, especially when you've already had a relationship for this long. I think we see this a lot in media at the beginning of relationships, of like, oh, I don't know how to get started, or I'm afraid to let somebody else into my life like this. But it's interesting to see it with a couple who's been together for so long and be like, I'm afraid to let you back into my life, but I'm also not prepared to let you go. Gosh, that's like a difficult position to be in. On the other hand, I do hope that we soon get Jefferson being like, and we got it, like, what was it, last week or the week before, where he was like, hey, look, we have to have a conversation about this, because it's now very confusing for me. I can't put on the suit when you say and take it off when you say, like, it's a mix. But I like the conflict in their relationship, even though I'm like, but girl, just say yes, like, you're going to eventually.
Agreed. I will shout out Sky in the chat real quick for saying that Jennifer needs a fairy godmother. Enter Oprah. That was lit, so I had to remember it and comment.
Sarah thinks there's going to be late night principal desk sex in the future, and I'm here for it!
I actually am so here for that. However, I want Lynn to walk in. I'm not going to lie. That would make my freaking day.
Oh, no. Protect Lynn. Like,
I'm sorry. That would make my day.
Wait, are you saying that the vice principal and Jefferson are
not? No. That's what she's saying.
He is not into her.
I'm saying if it did happen, no.
I thought,
like,
Lynn was going to be in the other, like, participating party.
Yeah.
I love Lynn
and Jefferson desk sex.
I like the vice principal, but I'm hoping she finds, like, somebody else to, like, rock her world soon, because I just don't see it for her and Jefferson.
Gamby.
Like,
I would.
You know what? They don't even rule the roost, though. Like, those two would be, like, no, but the vice principal and Gamby, not Lynn. Those two would be, yes, I'm here for it. Yes, Drew. Yes.
Let's make it happen. All right. We got to start wrapping up. So, predictions for next episode.
Your After Buzz TV prediction.
Lady Eve is going to just, like, after the embalming someone alive, like, almost whistling at the end, too, as Tobias is walking off. I was like, oh, okay, girl. I'm hoping we figure out who her other factions are, as far as, like, who does she make these decisions with. It seems like there's maybe a board of evil there. Also, I'm really looking forward to Tobias and his sister just kicking some ass. Like, nothing's going to happen to Black Lightning. He's named the show. But also, like, she just came out, and I was like, I don't know who this woman is, but I dedicate my life to her. Like, she was just like, oh, we're killing today.
We don't know her. You can't dedicate
your
life to her.
I'm there for female.
We don't know her.
Plus size Black female assassins are rare commodities, okay? And, like, yes. Like, I just want her in. Yes, more of her. Like, whatever she has planned, whatever she's going to be doing, what is her weapon of choice? How does she work with her brother? I love that they were so close, where she was like, you know, this drive was ridiculous. If it was anyone else, their relationship was great immediately. I need it.
All right. Portia.
Dang, I got to go next.
So what have you not? Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, it'd be bouncing around.
No, I'm serious.
Let me see. My predictions. I don't know, guys. Okay. So, I believe that, you know, Khalil is going to be forced into the hate Black Lightning trap, and not so much as, you know, be persuaded enough. I feel like he's going to use the gift-giving and the access to his mother and things like that to force fear into him, to make him say something bad about Black Lightning or talk bad about him on this big interview that he has coming up, you know, so that people can, you know, start looking at Black Lightning in a different light, because this athlete is now injured and, you know, won't have no ticket out the hood no more. And then, I think Anissa is like going to have an encounter with Gambi and her father, and she's going to be able to tell him, you know, they're going to be able to share stories about themselves have some type of revelation that they both, you know, have this thing. And if not, her mother is going to find out that, you know, she has powers.
Her mother was sitting around that door. She was like, I see something is wrong with you. I think that Gambi gets to Anissa first before anybody else in the family knows. And I think he makes her suit.
Yeah, he's going to try to create her suit.
Like, go forth into the world,
little one.
And
then lie to her and deceive her, too.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that if he is coerced into saying something bad about Black Lightning, I feel like Jennifer might defend against, you know, Black Lightning on air against Khalil, and then that might be the breakup. And if they do break up in that way, in that public type of way, that's how I feel like her powers is really gonna come into like
its and hopefully she
fruition. I definitely want to find out more about Lady Eve, like who's involved, who is her Board of Evil, as Joel says, because I actually really love that name, Board Cobra. Of Evil. Cool. And definitely Gambi's gonna get to Anissa before Jeff finds out. And I don't know, but what I would love to see is how will Jefferson react to find out that Gambi
he gonna be
had
hyped.
This much information about his own daughter and didn't share that.
Like, this is like his dad, though. So, yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting.
I am actually kind of saying the opposite from my prediction. I think Khalil is going to be anti-Black Lightning strictly for the sake of taking care of his mom and having the bills paid and whatnot. But I think Jennifer might actually drink the Kool-Aid and might have some sort of rage against Black Lightning and kind of build that weird dynamic because this episode we saw so much pro-Black Lightning with Anissa. And I really hope next episode we get, I know I saw in the promo that she makes her own kind of makeshift, like, super suit or whatever. So I kind of hope that at some point next episode or in the following episode we get Gambi and her together and he gets her some real kicks in uniform and whatnot.
Something bulletproof.
Oh, I'm really excited for that fight, though, with Jennifer next week at the skating rink.
Oh.
That is going to be a lit fight because apparently she breaks a girl's wrist. Thank you so much for reminding me.
Goodness gracious. Well, you guys let us know what you guys think the predictions are going to be. Let us know if you agreed with what we talked about tonight, disagreed, all that jazz. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. Where can they find you, ladies?
Hey, guys. You can find me at Real Shea Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Love Shea Butter on Snapchat.
Hey guys, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at Black Girl Nerds. The music scared me at blackgirlnerds.com. Also, if you are Los Angeles based, I have two dates for you. Next Tuesday at the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood, we're going to have a Blurred meetup / cosplay contest. We were there this Monday. It was dope. A ton of like Black television writers, producers, costume designers, all kinds of like blurs of the community were there, and it was like a celebration and it was beautiful. Come Tuesday, if you do cosplay, like get your Black Panther cosplay on, like strut your stuff. I'll be one of the judges. Mark Bernardin from Batman on Batman is going to be one of the judges, and we have two other really great judges there. And then Sunday, the 18th of February, North Hollywood Regency. Come check it out. We're going to be watching Black Panther. It's a 12:40 screening. You can just buy your ticket on Fandango. Come celebrate with the nerds. It will be a lot of our second or third time watching, so we're going to Black React the hell out of that movie. We want you in our theater with us. Please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I need a whole calendar for her. A whole calendar. Just Joelle. She wants this event. I got a present. I got an invitation, a seat at the table. Okay. But all right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for watching. I'm Portia. Y'all can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
Join us next week for Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Ooh, Galentine's.
Galentine's.
Okay, guys. What does that mean?
From executive Galentine's? Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Okay. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.